Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The mansplain.
The mansplain
will begin.
Once upon a time, in a far-off land, there was a bunch of men, and they got together, and they were saying something, but I couldn't remember because they all had their way with me.
That's the way that story ends for us.
More like you were sitting in the corner and they fucked each other.
Poodle, do you ever get mansplained, or you just get... What do you get?
They try to mansplain to me, and I'm like, fuck that. I just scream at them.
Okay.
No, I think, I don't have, I'm a very, I know as a man, I'm guilty of mansplaining.
Do you think it's, I don't know if it's, I mean, yes, because you're a man. Yo, welcome to F-Boy Island.
Where are we?
Reality gays.
We said the exact same time.
Same time. Tell me that you just didn't do that and that made you miss Extreme Sisters.
I miss those freaky twins. Not the awful ones.
The ones that smell their pang pang?
Yeah, no pang pang.
Y'all, pang-pang. Season 1, episode 9, 50 Shades of Nice.
We're getting there, you guys.
You get, maybe because you're a man, I'm sure, I'm sure because you're a teacher.
In name only.
Teacher splaying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, I love that they're taking this idea, though, of mansplaining, and they're using this. What this is, y'all, it's a reunion. But as Nikki Glaser says at the beginning, instead of doing this afterwards, after everybody's picked, we're going to do the reunion before, where everybody gets this shit out in front of people. And I have to say, y'all, this completely raised the stakes of the show. This was a smart move.
This was the game changer for the show, actually.
This, to me, this is what the show was. I was... Words couldn't come out.
Yeah. And it's interesting because...
Speechless. I couldn't think of that word.
Both the nice guys and the F-boys were able to say things.
Yes.
And
ironically, the F-boys didn't really hold an alliance to anyone.
No, but the nice guys were just as brutal.
Well, Matt.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
You're right. It was only Matt.
Really, Matt. Who other nice guy? I mean, I'm...
We'll figure it out.
Maybe.
So,
y'all, let's jump in.
So...
Speaking of Matt, Nikki says to him, she says, Matthew, tell us what you know, Bob.
Tell us what you know. It's like, Sarah, on your first date with Garrett, he said that you wanted to use his money to start your own business.
Yes.
And she's like, oh.
And that if you do, if the two of you do work out, he would buy you fake boobs.
This is not
brutal.
Good for Garrett.
This is y'all. This was in the first fucking 5 minutes of this episode.
Unfortunately, Sarah can see herself, her unborn children in the eyes of Garrett right now.
Sadly.
She thinks. So we're going to say, and we still don't know if he has a girlfriend.
We still don't know. So Nikki says, Matt brings that up again, but Nikki said, no. We did talk to the girlfriend, right, and they did confirm that they broke up. And then Anthony said kind of what I said, and you're like, no way. But Anthony said, could he have talked to her and was like, hey, I'm going to get on the show. Or could they be in cahoots?
Would he really have had that kind of foresight? Maybe.
After Colin fucking going all that way with Nakia last episode and then at the end saying she
I would have
made
taken
the right
money.
Choice, I'm like, Y'all, if I was on the show and I saw that, I would just go into a corner and shrivel and cry and not trust anyone.
Yeah.
Because that was fucking evil.
It was. So the next thing,
Colin though, says, actually says, yeah.
I don't feel like he cares about Sarah or is a genuine guy. And Garrett's kind of trying to defend himself. The women are like, stop it. Shut up.
Stop. Yeah, and they're like, let him talk. Let him talk. And you're deflecting. And so.
This is so interesting because it's. I don't know of a show that's done this before.
I don't either.
That where the former contestants, well, now they're eliminated, actually narc on the people who are left.
I know.
And it's considered bad form, but in a way, I understand the women wanting to know these things.
It makes me wonder.
I just don't.
How are they going to do this show on the second season again?
I know.
Because now somebody's going to know that this episode's coming.
And now the money will have to be different.
Yeah. And maybe that's why. I don't know. So, but it was. This was riveting television.
I don't know, riveting, but...
But tell me you weren't like this. Gung, gung.
I was. And Welcome says this about Josh. You know, he had a speech in his hat, ready if you let him go. And I'm like, this is what we can find out about Josh?
And I love that that's what Nikki said. Nikki said, wow, Josh prepared his speech. That's what we've got.
And that's how you know Josh is the most boring person on the island.
Oh, I love it.
And y'all... She's never going to choose him.
She's never going to choose him. He actually probably is.
He's too boring for you. And that's,
oh, no. I like him a lot.
You like the boring ones?
I like nice guys, yeah. I do like nice guys.
But you can be nice and not be like...
I know. I love him. I love...
dry.
Stability. I think he's funny enough. I think we could talk about a 401k. I think we would laugh together. I'm in that place in my life.
You can be in that place of stability, and there has to be some kind of excitement of personality. I don't think he has it.
I think he has it more, even though I think Cameron would dick it down because he's an exotic dancer and a nice guy. I like him more than Cameron.
Oh, me too.
There's a
he's the best. I think Josh is the also, best of the nice guys.
Josh also has a little bit of like a calm, confident kind of authority in himself.
Yeah.
And I like that.
And I would cheat on him.
But you would.
I'm told that.
You would.
I just had that thought, and that's exactly. So I'm actually protecting Josh in a relationship. Because I would cheat
sure.
on him.
Sure. If that's what you want to say to make yourself feel better, sure.
I'd cheat on him. Because he wouldn't understand what I needed as much as I would tell him.
Would you tell him?
I feel I'd like show him more than anything else.
Yeah, I don't think that really works with people. I think you kind of have to tell them.
Let me know what I'm thinking.
Say, I was just about to say, you want someone to read your mind, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just, boy.
This is why it's good. Poodle doesn't want me to meet his boyfriends. I don't want to meet his boyfriends because I don't want to get involved because y'all... It's going to get messy sometime.
It usually does.
And I'm just staying out of it.
It's quite chaotic.
I don't want some guy named Jerry calling me, hey, Jake kicked me out and my wallet and the keys to my Porsche are inside his apartment. And I want to say, might want to get a new car. Might want to change the insurance on that.
I flushed it down the toilet, Jerry.
You might want to call Allstate real quick and get his name off of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once my name's on the deeds, it's hard to get it off. Yep.
Ooh, boy.
The next thing is they all basically think that Sarah should end up with Josh.
Yeah, she asked the guys, like, by show of hands, clap if you think she should be with Josh, clap if you think she should be Garrett. Two people only clap for Garrett. They all clap for Garrett.
Do you notice that Sarah says, I just want him to hype me up the same way he does Casey? And Garrett's like, yeah, that's fair.
It is. It is fair. It is fair.
Because the reason why they're friends, you guys, and Garrett to a lesser degree than Casey, but the only emotional connection Garrett can make is with another bro.
With another bro. And it's kind of like, we talked about this, what, two episodes where we kind of, you know, we realized about halfway in, Jake and I know nothing really about F-boys.
Zero.
And we talked about this, and then we even had a sissy talk about it in our Facebook group. Y'all join us in the sissy squad. We have fun in there. But talked about how women get really uncomfortable when pack up together like this. So that kind of explains why CJ and Sarah are seeing them together, and that makes them feel suspicious.
Right.
We didn't know.
And I get it.
Because when guys pack up together with Jake and I...
It's a good thing.
That's not usually a problem.
But it's... And it's interesting because this doesn't happen in shows where women are the daters, because there's a sense that the men believe that the women will compete against one another for them.
Yes. There's someone sent me a clip of Bachelor, Best Bachelor Bromances, and I watch it, and it's true, there are that, but it's different in The Bachelor.
It's very different.
Because in The Bachelor, they're all supposed to be nice guys until you find out maybe like one or two are the
exactly
villains. This is literally half and half.
Yeah, it seems, and it is different that...
Because they're in Bachelorette, all the guys gang up on the... Once they find out who's a villainous guy, mm-hmm. they all gang up on a guy. It's that one guy.
So maybe it's that this show is a little bit singular in that way.
I go back and forth on if this show does good to kind of advance the cause of looking at misogyny and all that, or if it sets us back.
I think it's going to wind up being the second option. the thing about it was more fun. Also, we don't really still, this is episode 9, the penultimate episode, we've still made no announcement how money is going to be distributed.
Nope.
No. I just said distributed.
Distributed.
Like very, very British. Distributed.
Distributed. So let's talk about Casey and CJ. Immediately, Chris says, I have some things to say about Casey.
Of course, because he's been the most instigator. And Chris says,
you were really into him.
I was.
He was.
No, I was. I think it was a complete jerk.
Oh, so you wouldn't have sex with him?
Oh, I would. Oh, I'm saying he's a reprehensible human being.
He's gross. But he basically, y'all, he says that Casey called Chris a what?
Glorified.
No, Casey called CJ a what? You just say it.
Casey called CJ a glorified escort. And Chris says he admits he also had a girlfriend.
Yes, and he can't wait to get that money to teach her.
To go to L.A.
And teach her a lesson.
And I completely believe.
To go to L.A. and fuck bitches.
I completely believe he said that the night he was dismissed.
Oh, I bet because.
I totally believe that.
I totally believe that, too.
And Casey is so upset by this, he walks off.
Which is not a good move. Because if you were really upset by it and it wasn't true, you wouldn't walk away.
It's true.
You would stand there in your truth instead of walk away in your lies.
I'm telling you,
I don't trust him. I think he's going to fuck her over.
It is a boy thing to do. It's a boy move to do. Is.
And he's a boy.
Yeah. Y'all, because she's 30, remember.
Casey has the emotional age of a 17-year-old.
I would disagree and say 21.
19. That's as far as I'm going.
I don't think any of the men except for Josh have anything higher than that.
That are left.
Yeah. Even the nice guys.
Fernando's higher than that.
Yeah.
Fernando's an Olympic athlete.
But New Jared's a 16-year-old boy on a football team.
New Jared, he's like 20, 21, yeah.
Yeah. I just...
Casey, it's Garrett, it's like fucking 13.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I don't think is a good comparison.
Yeah.
They're talking about, Casey says he broke up with a girl to go on the show. He does come back. No one has anything bad to say about New Jared. Now, this is interesting.
Well, first of all, Nikki said, did you say she was a glorified escort?
And
Casey said, well, I had some bad information. You almost missed this part. She's like, well, from who? And Casey's like, I don't want to say. I don't. And CJ's like, from who? And he's like, well, I don't want to say this. And CJ again says, well, if you can't provide me with an explanation now, like, this is your choice. This is your chance. Do it. And Casey says, fine, it was Garrett.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, this is at the root of why CJ had a problem with this from the get-go is imagine that they're dating. Imagine if you're Casey getting home from a night with your buds and then you're talking about what happened and he just goes out with Garrett. You're not going to trust him because Garrett's always going to lie. So anyway, Garrett just kind of looks at him like, oh, dude, bro.
Yeah, he had no way around that. I think he could have said, I refuse to say that because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, which I can understand.
I can understand, but at this point, you're literally in the top two.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of don't understand it. I'm like, if be an adult, it's a kid thing. It's a kid of, I don't want to choose sides.
Right.
Be an adult and make your decision and have a consequence to your decision. And CJ even says, do you think you even deserve to be sitting here after saying that?
Yeah. This was brutal.
It was brutal. And Casey says, okay, yeah, I will say it. And like he said, I really like you. Garrett was one of my good friends. He kind of stands up and he's trying to talk to her. And he was like,
I'm tired of you vilifying Garrett.
And he's like,
Garrett,
we are being vilified for absolutely nothing. You called her an escort.
Right.
No.
I think it's a little protesting too much here.
This made me be like, you've been fucking her over the whole time.
It's interesting, though. It came from Chris, who is unreliable.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was so quick to jump on it because I think she wants to believe something with him. She wants to believe the worst.
Possibly,
So
she doesn't trust.
Right.
Yeah.
And the storytelling has been strange with Casey. And so that's why I'm starting to believe there's something that's going to happen that's going to get us to a different place. I don't know.
Casey even, you know, Nikki's like, so he comes back and CJ even says, look, if there's something going on, I've given you chances to explain yourself. Sit down and tell me and we'll work it out. And I do think CJ, if he would have said, she probably would have been pissed, but he probably would have said, you know, when I came in, I was an F-boy. I said this and this and this.
Yeah.
I don't think that. I think she would have been hurt, but it would have gone a lot better than this.
Because F-boys never want to get on the girl's bad side. They always want to talk sweet.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. So anyway, so yes, now, I'm sorry, I just wanted to, so yeah, nobody has anything to say about New Jared.
Which is weird.
Because
I've got a lot of bad stuff to say about New Jared.
Well, they don't have
He was there in episode 4, right?
I think 4 is when he
came
back.
Yeah, or 3.
Yeah.
So, interestingly enough, it's about split for clap for who thinks they should be with Casey and New Jared.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because I think this isn't about who's the best person for the girl, for the woman.
Yeah.
They're just, it's a popularity contest.
Is it?
Of who they like. Because on the first one with Sarah, I don't think anybody really, they don't dislike Josh. Garrett's so just.
Right.
He gets along.
They know
kind
he's
of
a fuckboy.
And also Garrett, if you notice, Garrett gets along kind of with Casey and not a lot of the other guys.
No, that's true.
So I think that, but Josh gets along with everyone.
Yeah.
Whereas CJ and it's 50-50. And then it's even kind of with Nakia, with her choices as well, they were a little bit more split.
Right.
But they were more on the side of Fernando because nobody likes OG Jared.
Right.
Anyway.
So for OG Jared, Colin says, you're fake and you're not genuine. You've been playing the facade the whole time. And Greg says, you were talking to me just after that you wanted 1,500 girls in your DMs. Nakia's losing her mind again.
Yeah, Greg said, did you tell her about the 1,500 girls? That happened a week before you came. And that was the night before, right before he said, I love you. y'all. Yeah. And Nakia's like, Nakia finally says the most true thing on the show. I feel stupid. I'm like, honey, I love you, but you is when it comes to picking men.
She's going off on him, y'all. And he's just kind of sitting there in that really ugly shirt.
Yes. And Nakia's like, oh, she's like, well, when I use the word love, and she's like, no, you were getting caught up in the competition. That's what you want. She was like, you peacock to them, but you don't have respect to me. She's like, did you say that? And Jared was like, she kind of doesn't even let him talk. She's just kind of.
Well, he can't even get his words out. He's been caught.
And then Greg just like, you tell a girl you love her and then you do dumb shit like that, which makes her spins even more. And then Nakia says something that really surprised me. She said, you know, Jared, out of everybody here, the conversations with you have been the most real. And I went,
no, they haven't.
Really?
No, they haven't.
Like, you and fuckboy Colin had way more realistic.
I disagree. She thinks they're real. Colin,
But compared to OG Jared, you think she's had more?
Here's what she thinks real is, though. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Who'll be real?
Colin's conversations were just flattering to her. OG Jared said stuff that was kind of dreamy, that talked about their life
and
after.
And meme-ish,
which so, she likes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And she's like, we have a genuine connection. I just need to know where the disconnect is. Y'all, it's not a disconnect. It's a...
Your picker's bad.
Dick connect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So... we're going on there. Anthony raises his hand and said, Fernando's a hoe.
Yeah, Anthony's like, Fernando be a hoe. He tell me he got bitches all in L.A. And then, y'all, it's when it comes to dating, if it doesn't make sense, then it's not right. Fernando explains, he was like, yeah, look at me. I'm a 6'5 personal trainer, doctor.
I think he said 6'2.
6'2, Olympian, hopeful in right. Los Angeles. I've been with a lot of women, and like I'm past that now, and I've made mistakes. And he's like, but you know, there's always going to be women, but that's not what I want now.
So,
and I went, oh, I'm like, why didn't we get more of him beginning? Because man, he makes me prickle in my tickle.
Who, Fernando?
Yes,
because he's boring. That's why.
Ooh. I like nice guys who are freaky in bed. Yes.
That doesn't always happen combination-wise.
But when it does happen, come at me if you've got a nice guy on the outside who's freaky deaky in the bedroom. Come at me, ladies. I know you're out there somewhere. I can't get into that.
In my experience,
didn't we already ruined
the
that
biggest
song?
The biggest assholes are amazing in bed.
See, I've been with assholes that were horribly selfish in bed. So I haven't found that to be true. The big sometimes the bigger the more just selfish and they're in it just for themselves.
No, I shouldn't say assholes. The ones who are a little bit dramatic and crazy. Those are amazing in bed. You kind of don't know if you're going to survive.
You might want to process that. Y'all, on that note, just because it's a good time, we're going to take a little break, and when we'll come back, we're going to talk about the aftermath.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see,
Now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze.
prize is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Okay, Poodle just splashed cold water on his face after that explanation of sex with crazy guys. He's fine now.
I don't know, crazy is not a good word. I don't know. A lot of them had been institutionalized. Not all of them.
Yeah.
Actually, there's nothing wrong with being institutionalized.
Just move
y'all.
On before you can just dig yourself out. Let's just talk about this, shall we?
So CJ's talking about the boys are free from the island, by the way. The boys go home.
Oh yeah. Or where so, yeah.
And CJ says, how can I envision a future with Casey? This we've swung so far from when he came back.
Yes.
And again, now she's contemplating this. And Nakia is basically saying, Jared's still talking in circles. Y'all, the big reveal is here is we have two separate 24-hour mega dirts.
Mega
dates.
They gonna fuck.
So, oh God, where are we?
So, yeah, so they have each, and so then we finally find out the money. Nikki just says the money will be determined. She gives a little inkling. The money will be determined on what guy you choose.
Right.
That will
determine what how much money you get.
How much money you get. And that's all we know.
But nothing is really clear, so that's kind of just like fucking with the women.
Exactly. So let's talk about Sarah and Josh. So Sarah and Josh are talking, because the girls kind of go with the nice guys first. New Jared and CJ, they don't really talk. They just kind of kiss. And Sarah and Josh is like, they're kind of like, I thought today was really intense. And Sarah says, the biggest realization for me is accountability. Notice, y'all, she keeps wanting to talk about Garrett to Josh.
Yep.
It's not a good sign.
She,
and finally, Josh kind of cuts her out and he says, I'm curious, what do you want? And Sarah says, trust. That's the ultimate thing for me. Trust. Then why is Garrett in your top two?
It's...
Honey, he has shown you who he is.
Because she's got a spark with him, and she's following that. She's following that chemistry, and that's it.
Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been there in my early 20s. Late 20s.
Early 30s.
Maybe. But golly. So, okay. So, Nakia's talking to Fernando. And
he's basically saying things like, I'm past the player, Sage. I'm not going to cheat on you. Casey's talking to CJ, and she's like, I'm upset. I don't like what I'm being told. He does say, I was being an asshole. And she still thinks that Garrett is more important to him. And she says, I think you want the money.
Yes.
And
she said, I feel so underappreciated.
It's interesting because when he came back, none of that, it's almost like.
But I agree with
she
her.
She did say, the pressure is the pressure.
They said that, but I agree. If someone, CJ has said from the beginning, they've all said this, but CJ has said, well, actually Sarah hasn't. CJ and Nakia both said, I want a guy who fights for me.
Mm-hmm.
Casey's not doing, I think if he had been like.
What does that mean?
Different things for different people. But
yeah.
I think what she's saying, when he goes, I'm not going to tell you where I got information and said that because I want to protect my friend. That's not fighting for her. That's fighting for Garrett.
Yeah.
That's how she sees that.
Right.
So that's when she says, when he says, you're the most important thing. She's like, no, it's Garrett. And again, I kind of understand because. This show is about finding love. Like, that is the end game of this show. So if this was not the end game, sure. But, like, if you're saying you love me and you want this, then fucking do it.
Right. I get it. I guess it feels like mixed signals.
Oh,
why is he
sure.
still here? If she's saying this to him.
And it's mixed signals, too, because you're like, I feel like he's just a fuckboy in it for the money. But I'm like, but you're playing it so stupidly. Like, a fuckboy, I feel like, would play this smarter.
That's why I, that's
so
where
I really,
was.
I feel like he's a fuckboy, but I also don't know.
Also, every time I talk with, I listen to him, and he makes her smile. No one else makes her smile like that.
He does. He makes her laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Like a fuckboy or someone she has a genuine connection with. Because look at Garrett and Sarah.
Right.
You think he's genuine with her? I don't.
Speaking of.
Oh, wow.
Garrett is clarifying the boobs comments. And Sarah says, I'm still struggling with trusting you. I'm still trying to figure out if he's real
he
or just trying
says,
to win
so
the competition.
I've been with a lot of girls and I bought them fake tits.
And I bought them veneers.
I bought them veneers. And somebody was saying, would you? And
I will say there's one argument against Garrett because he seems like he has money because a Bitcoin person.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really need the money.
Maybe he doesn't.
So that is an argument against.
But people like him don't care if they need the money.
That's true.
It's about what
winning.
They want.
It's what I want.
And they
want
to win.
Nakia and...
Jared. Y'all, they're just sitting there in silence.
She's like, get your leg off my dress.
What, Poodle, what would you rather watch than these two?
Oh.
Trying to have a conversation. Like,
I'd rather watch someone like Japanese television of like a woman in high heels stepping on someone's balls.
That's actually would be exciting. Not what I'm into, but like, whoa.
I would
something's happening.
Less to watch that.
I would rather see a cicada sleep for 17 years underground and wait for them to reemerge.
Oh, I just thought this was painful to watch.
Oh, God.
It was less boring for me than just painful.
Y'all, they're sitting there and Jared just looks at her. Nakia just looks at him, and he's like, I'm sorry.
She's like, what are you sorry for?
Well, I'm sorry that, you know, I was just, we weren't aligning. And I definitely understand, you know, why
we're
like confused.
Endgame.
Yeah, and, you know, I made mistakes. I did.
Did you hear him say... he's always talking about the future, and she's like, I want you to focus on the present. And I said, this is the guy who says things like, you know, sorry, none of your friends like me, but if it wasn't for your friends, we'd be fine.
And he because he always wants to talk about the future, and he wants to talk about everybody else. And he even said, like, he was trying to say, like, there's this distraction to the people, and I'm trying to show you who I am, and it's hard... You know, it's hard. And she's like, bitch, no, it's hard for me to believe anything you could say. And he says, if I go home without you, I go home sick. I go home.
That's a good OG Jared face.
I go home sick and I go home just wearing a turtleneck with jewelry and nothing.
Biggest loser on the show, OG Jared or Garrett?
Oh, for sure, OG Jared.
Yeah.
Because Garrett, I would watch Garrett on another reality show.
Yeah, because he's. He's got a star quality to him.
Garrett knows who he is.
Yeah.
OG Jarrett does not know, and I don't like watching people.
It's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch.
Every scene with him in it.
Triggers me, so that's why I don't like to watch that.
I know I've talked about this before, but why do you think Nakia keeps getting involved? I know I said because they're both so in their head, they both don't know what they want, and he creates this kind of fake intimacy between them. What is your theory?
I think Nakia is that person, because we've heard that she's a dancer. I think she's a person who spends 3 hours on her dance outfit before she goes to Millennium Dance. And I got
which, y'all... Millennium Dance ain't that nice.
But it's a dance rehearsal space.
I'm aware. I've been there.
I'm saying it for other people. But I know
you were explaining to me.
I think you had sex there once.
Maybe.
So I know
there's
you know.
There's a lovely loft.
Jesus.
It gets a little hot, so make sure the fan's on.
It's just a dance rehearsal space. But I'm saying Nakia thinks she doesn't care what other people think.
Oh, that's
all
the most
important
thing. All
she cares about is what other people think. And I think that's what she's more wrapped up in, what OG Jared thinks. And also, I think it's really important to Nakia of like how she will look with OG Jared and how they will be perceived.
Oh, I think, yeah, I think you're right.
It's a big deal for her.
I feel like when the casting people were probably watching the dailies or the producers, they were thinking, God, we want it better for her.
Oh, for
I
sure.
I think we did not expect this from her.
Because she is smart, and she does seem like... And,
yeah.
And when
she seems like she's got it all together.
And, like, I think if we saw her at a bar, like, we would have an interesting conversation yeah. with her. But she just gets...
Bring men around, and it's all... Everything goes down.
She's a different person around gay men and mm-hmm. women.
I agree. She's very... But around men...
And she said... I just watched a little bit of Instagram Live, and then I got bored. She said, though, that she's a big introvert.
I believe it.
So,
she says, I'm not sure I made the right decision keeping you. And he's like, I don't know what I did wrong. He still doesn't know what he did wrong because he's the victim.
Because he's a victim.
So, y'all.
She just said, you keep making the same damn mistakes, Garrett.
Jared.
Y'all, and kaboom. And then it's the next day. So the next day they're starting their dates.
It's
with
the 24-hour murder.
They're having their dates with the nice guys. Y'all, they have dates, just so you know, they have dates with the F-Boys next episode.
Yes.
So we're going to just talk about these. So first of all, there's CJ and New Jared. They're driving a sports car.
Ferrari ride.
They're driving down the highway.
And she's got her driving scarf.
Don't turn back because this is some Grey Gardens realness. Y'all, she has two great gay dads. If she wasn't thinking of Grey Gardens when she put this headscarf on.
Revolution in costume for today. You have to do that.
You do. You do. Well, you have to do it. So... Yeah. They're driving.
That kind of hurt.
Yeah, it kind of hurt me. And so Jared's like, I love how powerful you are. You're a powerful ass woman, and
such
I like
bullshit.
That. I like. He says, I like that.
And do you still believe all this that's coming out of his mouth?
I do, in that I think he believes it.
Is that it?
I don't think it's coming from an inauthentic place. I think that he is just that. He's that competitive
broken
person.
Record.
Yeah.
Same shit.
They're not going to, if they leave this place together, it's really, I don't know within. Do you think right now any of them would end up like being with somebody they leave with?
Absolutely not.
Maybe if Sarah chooses Josh.
If Sarah chooses Josh,
it's
the only one. Nakia and OG Jared will have a very volatile relationship. She's not going to choose Fernando, almost certainly.
And she's going to be at Rage at 2:30 in the morning. Oh, actually, Rage is closed.
I'm here to pick you up, honey.
Okay. Oh, hi. So, yeah, and I don't...
Do you think if she chooses Casey, will they be together?
No. No, he'll cheat on her. He'll cheat on her in 4 months.
I think you're right.
Three, even.
I think they would have a really nice whirlwind 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, I think she could potentially, yeah, I think that 2 months is probably as good as they would go.
But I think she'd stop with, if she chooses New Jared, it'll be like a month, because she'll realize there's not a lot there.
Probably, because CJ's very smart. I think CJ, or New Jared, doesn't seem dumb. He just seems, but he does have that, and I get it, that bravado thing really just goes. I know you don't. That I can see how that could. It's a lot. It's extra.
Yeah.
It seems like he's a lot.
It's not even that. It's that I know on reality shows, people who have that, they don't get rewarded.
But that's why they cast him. That was totally why they cast him, because
right.
It mind fucks us. Because we think. Because it's interesting how I would probably totally think he's gross.
But I'm saying...
Hold on, listen, hear me out. I would think he's gross because I would think he's a fuckboy. But as soon as they tell me he's a nice guy, I go, okay, and I just accept it. Where for you, you don't. And they know that people... They cast him because they knew he was going to be divisive.
Kind of, but here's the thing. This is episode 9. I should see different behavior by now.
I agree.
If he is... And I have not seen any change.
I think that's their, again, I think they brought him in too late. But I do think, don't you think he was cast to be divisive? I totally think so.
Probably.
Because people are like, what do I do?
But he. So I wrote everything down he says. I truly enjoy how power, everything is marveling at her power and not about their connection. He says things like, I'm thinking about settling down, but I can see a future with you. I can see a
because
future.
Because he's been traveling, yes, because he's traveling for football. And CJ says, but and you know what? I think CJ, she said this, and she said, I've had a hard time with the past. And I think what she is attracted to him, and I think this is one thing that I'm attracted to him, as someone who I'm a caretaker, and I'm always kind of literally lately, but I'm always really, most people in my life, I'm emotionally taken care of in some way. I like that. That's what it is that I like about. I like that he comes in and takes charge.
Yeah.
I like that someone relieves that from me. And I think CJ is that person, too.
Possibly.
Who's always having to do that. She even goes on to say, she's like, he's got so much to give, and I'm into that. And
what is that?
I fully don't know, but he does. He seems to. And that's. I don't know if that's his issue. I think that's more of the show's issue. They brought him in. It's like Fernando.
I know. I'm just like,
know.
What the fuck?
We don't know what he's going to give. But so whatever. But again,
maybe
I think.
Maybe it was in the edit.
I think he comes on as a giver. And Casey is definitely more of a taker. And I think she's seen. I mean, he's an F boy. So F boys take any. And so I think that's the energy. Because, you know, think about it. And I'm not saying one's right or wrong. I'm just saying CJ.
I don't know if that binary works fully.
But I think that's how CJ's thinking of it.
Possibly.
Because when Casey tries to defend Garrett and stand his ground and say, I need mutual respect.
Right.
That feels like you're taking from me. I'm having to take care of you. I'm having to give to you. She's not ready to do that right now. Maybe not ever.
Right. But that's why this feels like, in a way, new Jared feels like an easy choice.
I think, yes, but I think though it's exactly. So
it feels like a safer choice in a way.
Well, I think for sure because Casey's a fuckboy.
Right.
I don't think she doesn't trust him. There's no way she can fully trust him. Do you think she fully trusts Casey right now in this moment?
No.
Especially with what we just heard and everything, no way.
But it's like does she trade with someone like New Jared, who she really doesn't have a lot of chemistry with? She's forcing it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the root of it all for me.
I think her and Casey do have more chemistry.
I can sense that there's no real romantic connection between her and New Jared.
But I think this show brings up like chemistry. Obviously, is very important, but chemistry is not. Love chemistry is not a partnership.
No, it's not.
Nichol says from 90 Day Fiance,
gotta have sex.
You have love, and then that's what she said.
But I believe chemistry is necessary.
I think chemistry can. I think it's a piece of the pie. I think a lot of people think it's like half 50%.
I agree.
Pie. I think that's where people get into trouble because they recognize the other pieces of pie. But I agree with you. I think she has some chemistry with New Jared. It's not like Sarah and Josh.
No, they have none.
They have none.
Yeah.
So I think there's more in that.
Or Nakia and Fernando.
New Jared definitely has a bigger dick than Casey.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
For sure.
But it's... every time I watch
Nakia
her...
Nakia and Fernando
trust
like
me,
cold,
I have
body.
A very... I kind of know what CJ's going there. I've forced myself to like nice guys.
Yeah.
I know exactly what she's going through. So.
I know you do.
And that's why I know. That's why I can call bullshit on this.
I've been there too, you know. Luckily, I got all that kind of perfect for me. And so it's possible. It's glücklich.
Ist glücklich.
That's what I said.
You said ist.
No, I said Gary.
How
did say roll that back in German? Anyway, I think that's basic. Oh,
she asked him to stay the night after being in the jacuzzi. Yeah,
she asked him to stay the night. Now, y'all, okay, I kind of for a show that's supposed to be like really sex positive and really female forward, I kind of wish they would say that they had sex. We just assume.
Well, we don't know.
We don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, they go to bed and then they wake up the next day.
I think they would. They were afraid of people saying, "Look at those sluts." Part of me thinks.
No,
that.
I think that's a huge thing.
Yeah,
but I wish they would just. Oh.
It doesn't. I agree with you. It doesn't surprise me at all.
It doesn't surprise me. So, anyway, y'all, we just know. CJ said, "I'm very happy this morning. He makes me feel." Again, notice what she says. He makes me feel safe and happy. Casey makes her feel excited and unsafe.
Right.
But that's what she's used to liking.
Right.
So it's like, this is interesting about like...
What is safe for her?
I don't know.
That's what I would...
Yeah, we'd have to ask her.
It's an interesting... All of her phrases when she talks about new Jared is platitudes.
Yes. Well, she does say to him, she's like, "I'm not sure you're a nice guy after last night."
Right. Which means they probably banged.
And he was freaky deaky.
I do believe he's freaky deaky. So, Nakia and Fernando.
Said, "I got a little dog in me." And I said, "I would love a little dog in me." Bow wow.
So, Fernando and Nakia are sail paddling, something like that.
Well, I'm sorry.
There's
Sorry.
Nothing happening, you guys.
They go on this date, and we're going to put this button. I mean, we'll talk about it, but y'all, they go on a 24-hour date, and they don't even kiss.
Oof.
That's how bad
it is. She tells him to stay in the cot.
This is their first date.
It's terrible. I still can't believe, boy, I'm shocked that she let Colin go.
I know. I'm too. I mean, she made the good choice.
Yeah,
because I bet you Colin would have had sex with her way better than OG Jared would.
Oh,
and she
great.
Would have chosen him. So,
there's not a lot here, you guys.
It's talk like, are you ready to invest in someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she even says, the connection, it's not the same as it is with OG Jared. And she he does carry her into the villa, and
she's like, "I think it'd be better if you slept downstairs."
And she says, "As I'm talking to Fernando, I'm still thinking about Jared."
Yep. She's going to go upstairs and finger bang herself,
y'all.
And I
wrote, bless her heart. She's so, 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 so dumb.
They don't even kiss.
He makes breakfast for her in the morning. He's shirtless and he looks good.
Josh and Sarah go to the caves. Again, this is a snoozeville, y'all.
Well, they make out a lot by the cave, but when they kiss, you can just tell that she's just not into it.
There's no spark.
There's no spark. And Josh says, but he's like, "I'm excited to see you in real life, and we can kick it, and we can have some shots, and we can have fun."
I think she would be friends with him.
Oh, I think so, too. And she's like, then she even said, like, they had a good day. And Sarah actually said, kind of the line of the whole fucking show when she said, "Well, we had a good time. He could explore my cave." And I went, what?
That came out of nowhere.
I was like, that was like reality gaze humor.
And my favorite thing about when she says something that's a little bit, she's like, "No, just kidding." She always says that.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. She's so Midwestern.
They have a great first date, though, because they go then to the beach, and he has the rum there that was from their first date.
Oh,
he's
the most thoughtful person.
Oh, he's my number one
I would totally destroy this man.
Oh, and I would marry him and settle down for life.
Yeah.
We really are a yen and bitch.
Yeah. I would.
Yang,
I would take what I could from him and run. I think even you would wake up one day and just be like, "I'm so bored."
No. Oh, no.
Ugh.
No. We would have a good time. I would just like after 10 years be like, "We should probably have an open relationship."
With your jealousy issues.
No, I'm fine with that. I don't get jealous.
You would not mind.
I don't get jealous. Go ahead.
Yeah, y'all, this one would never... It'd be really hard to allow him to go out and do stuff.
Yep. Have fun.
Yeah, right.
I want to say, though, she... And so they're asking things about, like, he's saying that he would move pretty quickly from Chicago for her.
Red flag!
And, well, no, they're talking about, like...
I know, but...
But she
Sarah?
But she did say, I like that he's thinking beyond the island. Because yeah. he is. Because y'all fuckboys aren't. And they talk about their party parts, and he's like, my favorite thing's your ass. And she's like... he's like, I like my abs and my smile. And then... Sarah's talking. I don't know because she was in the beach, but for the first time, y'all, we see her freckles, and she's not wearing all that makeup, but she looks so
much
prettier.
She's so pretty.
Just don't wear as much makeup, honey. You don't need it.
Both her and Nakia, and CJ
and
too.
CJ, they all look better when they wear.
Nakia puts that that orange foundation on so much.
And,
yeah,
and CJ too. CJ has freckles too. Y'all, just put a little BB cream. No, that doesn't mean bareback poodle.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I saw your face.
I went, ooh.
Anyway, y'all, they're going to do that. And Garrett and the F boys are having a movie.
And he's
night.
Like, I'm a little butthurt that you blame me, Garrett, for that I would do that. And
Casey says, I'm sorry, I was being a little bitch. And do you notice? I will say, again, it makes me not trust him more. Casey acts like a different guy. Around the guy.
Oh,
he does.
Totally does.
Totally does.
I totally agree with
but
that.
But it's interesting. It's like, that's you talked about earlier, and I actually didn't notice it until watching, because you pointed that out with New Jared, and now I see it with Casey.
But it's very different. Casey is convivial and trying to act like fun guy.
But he's also that peacocking, which they
true.
All do.
True. But New Jared is straight up aggro.
He is. He is.
And...
So he is.
Y'all, that's its own nightmare.
But his
to deal
intention
with.
Is the same. I think that's what bothers me with Casey is I feel like Casey will throw CJ under the bus to make himself look good in front of the guys. Like it's not as he's not as confident as New Jared is.
I would disagree with you there because he's not going to throw
Casey's
her.
Casey's as confident as
no,
New Jared.
No, he's not going to disagree. Not going to throw her under the bus because that's the goal. Regardless,
but he has. He almost threw her under the bus in protecting Garrett, saying...
Oh, I see what you're talking
about. Like, he has thrown her under the bus. Now,
that
granted, it was at the beginning.
That doesn't seem throwing her... Oh, that was when he was so angry at her, though.
But that's when you want... That is what makes a relationship, is how somebody behaves when they're upset with you.
Yeah, but this isn't a relationship.
But it's supposed to be.
These are people who...
Supposed to be love on an
have
island.
Known each other for 8 weeks.
I know. Poodle and I barely made it to four with anybody.
Three.
The only reason I'm in a long-term relationship because he's the one that kept texting me back. All the others wouldn't.
And he was so drunk for so long.
He finally just said, well, I guess this took.
And he's like, oh, wait, your face is like that. Yeah. I thought I was just drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
One eye does go the other way.
It does. But I wrote with Garrett, I went, they are fucking liars, the both of them. I don't believe Casey and Garrett at all. I think they're totally, we already know with Garrett, but this kind of solidified, just to see him kind of make that turn, I was like, mm-mm.
I feel like that's what straight guys do with other straight guys, especially who are friends.
You've watched a lot of porn.
Yeah, a lot of Sean Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Sean Cody's gay porn. You can Google it if
they
you like.
They should give
us
money at this point.
But no, the next day, CJ and Jared are waking up together. We say, did they bang? Did you notice? And then Josh and Sarah slept together. Of course, no Nakia and Fernando. And do you notice the nice guys are talking about celebrating and like New Jared's like, gotta close the deal.
All three of them were like, we did
it.
And I'm like, I don't like that the show did, but that's just what men kind of do.
But we were just talking about that with, with Casey.
Yeah,
and,
I didn't like it.
And
I didn't like it at all.
I think both of us from our experiences see Casey and New Jared in different ways, and we're both triggered by them for certain ways.
I don't think I'm triggered by New Jared.
No, Casey.
I think Casey is just, because we've all, I think for Casey, I don't think I'm triggered because I like Casey. I would totally hang out with him at a bar. I mean, he's super fun to be around.
You just don't
want
him with your girlfriend.
I wouldn't trust him with my daughter for one fucking second at all.
See, The storytelling of the show has told us he's a reformed fuckboy, though.
But I don't believe it.
So you're...
Especially after the whole Colin thing, because Colin got me at the end.
It's interesting because I'm trusting the show. And that is something that goes all the way back to the first reality shows.
I know.
Like Survivor and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm trusting that something will pay off there. Should we do predictions now? Because next episode's finale. Should we go on
no,
record?
No, because let's talk about the bad date or the F-boy date. Cause
no, that's next episode.
I know. We'll talk about that. Well, but we can talk about our predictions. We always do our predictions before.
Oh, I guess.
You know,
I was thinking about we could just do them now just from, well, we guess we don't know. Never mind.
Because we've got to have the F-boy date.
Fine.
You're hungry. We need to eat dinner. Y'all, go to realitygazepodcast.com. That's where you can get all your info. Instagram, realitygazepodcast. We just got a wonderful new Natalie and Julia.
We actually got
Mike.
The original audio that was scrubbed before.
From the bathroom.
Juliana had some, Juliana had some cabbage soup. Before
little, she's kind of a gaseous clay.
Yeah,
a
before this scene. Yeah. So they edited it because standards and practices wouldn't let them do it.
We found it.
Yep,
Poodle fucked an intern. There you go. Thank you.
Heavy
Poodle.
Lifting.
Appreciate it.
Heavy lifting.
So, y'all, if you're a fuckboy and you live in the Los Angeles metro area,
fuck us.
Hell, at this point,
Orange County.
Orange County. Riverside.
As far as I'll go, though, is Orange County.
Topanga.
No.
Y'all, we'll see you next time.
Bye. Come fuck us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.